Joyride. Friends take the wheel. An unexpected side trip. The words and music of Luis Perez, driven by his friends while he slept. Ladies and gentlemen, and friends of all gender, any sentient thing with working ears and a half-working heart, please enjoy.
The Road to Gila Bend. May Nogales, overnight, desert yellow. Missing everything, I left. Will they see me coming? Do they know? Got to Tucson in the dark, keeping an eye out for the law. 500 miles or more from a broken heart. It's a long, long way. One silver dollar in my hand, the road twists. Is there no end? Saw a church, a place to hide, to kneel. Help me make it. Maybe one more day. Can they see me coming? It's a long, long way. Is there no end? When I get there, I can lay my head in Gila Bend.
Wake up, Dolores. My legs are tired. My face feels hot. Wake up, Dolores. Please, try to walk. Oh, sacred night. O Quilton, Moyakatla. Our light is dim. We have so far to go. The stones are hard on this endless road. Oh, sacred night, on Quetzal plumes of dying suns and purple moons. Oh, sacred night. As an eagle soars, our spirits fly to our gentle rest under loving sky. Oh, sacred night, on Quetzal plumes of dying suns and purple moons. Oh, sacred night.
Same brown earth. The sun came down from black, and from the dim made light, from dumb made a word, in a blink made an eye, and in a beat made a heart. It was when a man was a ribbon set on fire, when man was sea, salt, and ash, when woman was a rock on a distant mountaintop, when woman was like glass reflecting as a mirror. Man was December fog laying low in the valley, and woman was a torch bright in the dark, with full cup and open hand, gave milk and fed bread to the lost sons of Adam, cooking up in kitchens and rooms, in doom-gray tent homes of the aged or desperate, of the drunk and forgotten. So true they rest in the earth, and become the earth, under carpets of dandelions, blowing their seed across the breeze, across that same brown earth, to rise and sing again, to rise and sing again.
Thank you.
The valley. In ancient times, a place far away, the earth was tough. Looked at their hands, looked all around. They seemed pleased what they had found. Here in the valley, bread on the table. Work hard, long green, the valley blue, the night out of shadows, into light, they chose. To stay to watch clouds gray, then through the dark a crimson sun. At that moment, they knew, here in the valley, bread on the table.
Lagoon. Last night I hung a branch on the wall to greet the day. Footsteps on still water become spirits of gone afternoons, of Junes by lakes, moons over tired houses, of boxcars in fields of sloping hills on cardboard slides, of Sunday drives with windows down to warm breeze summer nights, backyard stars, asleep beneath tents of blankets and sticks, where I play, where I stay, where a restless dream meets the water and fades away. Last night I hung a branch on the wall to meet tomorrow, to send me through where a gray old dream meets the water and fades away.
Tony and Maria. 150 miles from Mexico to L.A. doesn't seem that far, but still. Went up to see her husband, Tony, who left some years ago. He wrote to say, come be with me. I love and miss you, and I promise that I'll care for you. Tony washes dishes. Maria sweeps floors. The dreams that they once had, well. Instead, she stares at the ceiling, thinks about her babies, and prays. We promised that we'd care for them, said Tony to his wife. Now, one time, late at night, they saw a shooting star. They said, could this be a sign to go back home? Because even with you near me, I still feel so alone. We promised that we'd care for one another, said his wife, now and for the rest of our lives.
The hardest time. A toast to love with paper cups. A vow to never part. They're saying to each other, there's a fire burning deep within. But at her darkest hour, he's far away. She's alone when the lights go out. The hardest time. She sends her Mary off to school and sits to watch TV. They're talking about spending their lives together, the way it's supposed to be. Then the baby cries. Wakes her from her dream. She's on her own. Mother's dream. A story never told. Reaching out for something more, wanting the girl she left behind, so far behind. Pen and paper to write to folks back home. She's telling them again that her life is better, not like long ago. Then her shaking hand tears across the page, crumbles to the floor. When the lights go out, it's the hardest time to be alone.
What was it that I heard making sounds moving around in the night? The second dream I had, you were gone, disappeared out of sight.
Riva's house. We all wondered what was going on at the house next door. Maybe it was the way he walked or the way he combed his hair. Could have been the fancy words or the sweet wine in the air. Wasn't the muddy shoes she'd hear slow coming up the hall or the faces in the pictures that were hanging on the wall. Knock down the door to Riva's house. There's something going on. The dogs were barking late last night. There's something going wrong. Maybe she hoped he would just go away and she'd wake up alone in bed. Maybe there was no reason for the things he had said. Didn't find the matches. Couldn't light them in the dark. Could only hear the sound of the breaking of her heart. Don't know where to run to. I don't know where to hide. Can't hold my head up anymore. Don't listen when I cry. Knock down the door to Riva's house. There's something going on. The dogs were barking late last night. There's something going wrong.